USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When Barack and I left office, we left Donald Trump a strong economy, stronger than the one he handled. And just like everything else he inherited, he blew it. Now he's squandering that economy.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Florida, as was President Trump. Due to weather, President Trump's events in North Carolina were canceled. 200,000 people are without power in Mississippi following Hurricane Zeta. Executive Director Gregory Michel of the Emergency Management Agency says the local coastal communities were hit the hardest.
In some places, there's going to be long-term power outages. There were some transmission lines that were affected during the storm last night. That is going to delay, in some cases, the restoration of power.
Michelle saying hurricane season isn't over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Three people are dead after a terrorist attack at a church in Nice, France. A knife was involved and police shot the terrorist accused of carrying out the attack. The suspect is now hospitalized, but French President Emmanuel Macron is not taking any chances. He's sending up 7,000 troops to protect various sites, including churches and schools. The country's security alert status is now at the highest level possible. Daylight savings time ends this weekend.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. Your local fire department can help find new detectors if need be. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Astronomers say they may have found an asteroid that's worth more than the entire global economy. USA Radio Network's Dan Araki explains.
A new study of images from the Hubble Space Telescope has given scientists a closer look at a rare asteroid that is completely made of metal. The study, published this week in the Planetary Science Journal, revealed new observations about asteroid 16 Psyche, located about 230 million miles from Earth between Mars and Jupiter. The massive object is about 140 miles in diameter and may be made up entirely of nickel and iron. Asteroids usually consist of ice and rock, and scientists believe that 16 Psyche, with its metallic makeup, could be the remnants of a planet that never formed. The study estimated that, based on its makeup, the asteroid could be worth $10,000 quadrillion. NASA does plan on sending an unmanned spacecraft in 2022 to study the asteroid, but says there are no plans to try to bring any of the material back to Earth for industry.
A group known as Shutdown DC said it plans mass mobilization after Election Day to shut down the country if Joe Biden doesn't defeat President Trump. The group, claiming Trump has shown he will stop at nothing to maintain his grip on power, Trump will not leave office without mass mobilization and direct action. Businesses in downtown Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles are boarding up should election unrest happen. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.